How much is it? Does it help you guys out to have him and Theo? You guys that were able to knock down some open three-pointers as well, and it's something you struggled with last year.
Yeah, and Joel can shoot it too. He just, you know, he got some great looks and missed it. Missed a couple of good ones today. All three of them bring a lot to the table, and they can all knock down shots, which is what we needed, especially coming into this year. Sorry, I just saw something. No, what was that? Oh yeah, all three of them can knock down shots. Sound like a broken record, but they definitely bring an added element to our team. They add depth in the backcourt, and we're going to need them to make shots.
Did you notice a difference at all with, you know, when those guys hit a couple shots? Can you notice a difference as far as what the defense can loosen up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you can just see in a game, even, you know, this early in the season, and that teams can't force us to play one way. You know, last year we had to play a lot through me offensively, or James Michael. This year, there's just more options, and it's harder to take one aspect away. You know? They went zone to try to disallow us from throwing the ball inside, but you know, we have guys that can shoot now, so it's harder to do that.
Marcus, did you read the Wadenstein report, and do you think it affects the guys? I mean, I know it's stuff that happened long before any of you guys got here, but is it an effect on you guys?
No, I read I didn't read the report, but I watched the press conference, which I assume is pretty similar to reading the report, and I don't think it affects us.
Did you have a reaction to it at all, just what you were saying?
No.
As a guy who has appeared before the board and is an academic All-America, does it do anything? I mean, does it hurt you? How does it make you feel that, you know, that academic, you know, integrity is being, you know, questioned?
You know, I haven't had any experience with it, so it doesn't hurt me personally. It's just kind of, you know, frustrating to see the university in such a negative light in the media and because of what happened, obviously. But personally, it hasn't affected me at all, and, you know, I'm still doing what I got to do to get my degree, and that's all that matters to me.
What kind of effect do you think it's had on Coach Williams? He seemed pretty emotional talking to us.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard on him. I've read some different things that came out of the report that, you know, have called him out or, you know, took shots at him. And it's not entirely fair to him, and he's had it just as probably as rough as anyone, because when you're the face of the basketball program in North Carolina, regardless of what goes on, you're going to get a lot of backlash when something negative arises, and it's been tough on him. But I think, you know, our team provides him, you know, some joy, and he uses us as like a release for all the negative things that have been going on.
Did anyone from like 2005 team when they were here this summer, did you talk to them about it? It seems like they're kind of in the center. They had a lot of African majors in that team.
Yeah, I mean, they were all really upset at, you know, what Rashad had said, and because I had been in here when Sean and Jawad were talking about it, and they were just really upset about it, about the whole thing becoming such an issue, and you know, obviously they had a reason to be upset, and I guess that's all. They were upset.
How is this compared to last year when you guys went through eligibility problems at the beginning of the season?
Oh, this is different because it has nothing to do with us. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but the eligibility problems directly affected us last year. You know, we didn't know what type of roster we were going to have. We didn't know whether our best player was going to play or not. This year, the issue is something beyond us and something that happened before us. So it hasn't taken away from anything we've done or what we're focusing on. But, you know, it's obviously both of them are still negative things around the program. But we're able to focus because we really didn't have anything to do with it.
Do you think that's the starting five that we see when games start, or is that the most common five that y'all have been using?
That's my best guess. Coach has mixed it up a lot in practice. We've had time. You know, this is still early. He's mixed it up and played with a bunch of different lineups, but I have a hard time seeing the lineup shaking out any different than the way it has tonight. And I think everyone would agree with that. But we have obviously depth at a lot of positions, so he can switch it up if someone's not producing.
Game like this, it seemed like it'd be more instructive to evaluate possession by possession than your execution on individual possessions. How did you think that played out tonight? Did it get better?
It did get better. We were really sloppy in the first half. I think I turned the ball over twice in the first 5 minutes. Theo had a couple that I can remember off the top of my head that were a little careless. And it is important to look at it possession by possession, because, you know, at some point the score doesn't become a factor, whether you want to admit that or not. So we just tried to focus on getting better and getting good shots and covering the boards like we always do. And I think as the game went on, we did that a lot better than initially.